Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Let everybody stay where they are.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com. And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I was hallucinating one time, and I thought he came into my hotel room window, and I realized I didn't have any windows.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. Having defended that title now for 27, next month it'll be 28 years. And today I deliver big time, folks. I bring you the first lady of MMA. That's right, the baddest broad on the block. Rowdy Ronda Rousey will be here in hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And hour number one, we'll spend some time with author Court Hassett, his son Charlie, and of course, the godfather of the HBO crew, Larry Merchant, is in the house, folks. So join us. You can tweet us, do the Twitter thing at twitter.com using the #mark RingTalk, RINGTALK, or utilize the toll-free phone lines. When I say toll-free, that means it doesn't cost your cheap ass a dime. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Lots of boxing and mixed martial arts to talk about today. So you can join us, like I said, on the toll-free 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We are just a couple of weeks away from the return of HBO boxing. Of course, it's taken most of the taken the month of August off, but, you know, looks like September is going to be good. September and October and November are going to be great, great, great months for the sport of boxing and HBO and Showtime. So Larry Merchant will talk about the broadcasting being offered by both networks. He's not going to just talk about HBO. He'll bring up the Showtime fights as well. And, of course, we've got it going on September 8th, the world super middleweight champion. I'm talking about the undefeated son of God, Andre Ward, defending that title against the light heavyweight WBC title holder. That's right, bad. Well, maybe not so bad when it comes to messing with Andre Ward, but bad Chad Dawson, September 8th. HBO, the Oakland Oracle Arena. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your debt freedom kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Stop paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs. You can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts. Now you can get the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more for up to 90% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get the same brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call Canada Drug Center today and get up to 90% off all the most popular brand name prescription drugs. You can't afford not to call us if you want prescription drugs at the lowest prices. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian pharmacy. It's the same pills at up to 90% off. Call now. 800-950-3265. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low, you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Write this number down if lines are busy. 800-950-3265. That's 800-950-3265. Again, 800-950-3265.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
A man who sounds well does well. A man who looks well does better.
Naha, the horns of the mighty Tower of Power bring us back from the break. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Coming up in about 10 minutes, the Godfather, maybe about 15, the godfather of the HBO crew, Larry Merchant, will be in the house. He's talking juice. Larry Merchant on steroids? Who would have thought of it? I kid you not. He will talk steroids this morning, both in baseball and in boxing. I'm talking about the godfather himself, Larry Merchant, the Hall of Famer here at 22 minutes past the hour at 1-800-878-7529. If you'd like to join him, 1-800-878-7529. Now, folks, I am honored to have in the studio a guest. Me and him met about a year ago, and he was writing this book, and it turned out to be a book about a little bit about San Francisco, a little about San Francisco boxing. It's called Punch Drunk, and Court Hassett and Charlie's here. What's up, Charlie?
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
All right, that's good. That's Charlie Hassett, Hasslett. That's Court's son, and Court is in the house. And Court, tell me, how long did the book take you?
Pedro, took about 2 years.
2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me what the book entails.
Well, the book takes place in 1978 San Francisco in the Tenderloin. It's a crime book, and it started out being mostly about boxing. It kind of moved toward Jim Jones and the Temple halfway through the research.
Now, let me explain to my listeners. Jim Jones was the guy that took like 600 people down to Guyana, or 1,000 people, and 600 of them ended up drinking this poison Kool-Aid and committing suicide back in, what,
1978.
Late 78?
Mm-hmm. He left the city. The Temple was based here for 6 years. Before he moved to Guyana. And so in between that year, there were rumors floating all around the city that he was going to exact revenge on all the temple defectors and enemies. So there were quite a few people here who were living in fear of him. And so the book takes on that, and it's a fictionalized version of that. But it also, the reason I met you is Newman's Gym was a big part of the city then, especially the Tenderloin. And so there's a plot that revolves around Newman's Gym, and an up-and-coming boxer.
Newman's Gym, folks, was the oldest boxing gym in the United States of America, I kid you not. And they closed it in the 80s, and they couldn't get a historical landmark on it. Believe it or not, San Francisco, as historical as it is with its old Victorians, things like that, there's only like 10 or 12 historical landmarks in the entire city. So they're really stingy when it comes out to this, comes to handing out this historical landmark thing as far as the city and county of San Francisco is concerned. But, you know, you talk about Newman's Gym in 1978, and, man, I was there, and I go back to those days, and I think about the pimps and the hoes and the winos and the drug addicts and things like that that were out there on Leavenworth and Eddie. And
they're all in the book,
They're
too.
All in the book, huh?
Yep.
Well, things haven't changed much. They just sort of, like, went inside.
Right, exactly.
They took their act off the street. They went to Craigslist.
Right. Right. I think the Tenderloin was probably a little more colorful place back then.
Well, you know, not only that, there wasn't a dog on the street in 1978 in the Tenderloin. You know why?
No.
Because the Vietnamese came here and they ate them all. I'm not kidding. I'm not knocking Vietnamese people. Don't get mad at me. Don't start blowing up the phone lines. I didn't say anything offensive. I'm just telling you the truth. That when the Vietnamese refugees came here from Vietnam in the mid-1970s, early to mid-1970s, that all the dogs in the Tenderloin disappeared off the street. And that's not a rumor. That's not Pedro pontificating. That's fact, okay? The dog catchers no longer had any jobs in the actual Tenderloin itself. But the book is going to be how long?
The book's 250 pages.
And when you anticipate this being published.
We're hoping soon, but we don't have a deal on it yet, and we're hoping that we get one by the end of the year and get it out next year.
How long does it take for a book to go from being written to being published, usually?
Oh, well, it could go from anywhere from... To get a deal, it can go from the minute you finish it to up to 2-3 more years. A famous book, The Help, that just they had a movie on, that book got passed 47 times before someone picked it up. So,
wow.
I don't know.
So you feel pretty good about the book? I mean, this is the finished product. Tell me.
I do. I feel good about this, and we're going to start submitting it to them in September, and we're thinking good thoughts.
Okay, good enough. You talked about the Tenderloin being colorful back in the 70s, more colorful in the 1970s. You know, there was Newmans, there were characters, curmudgeons. I mean, there was all those stuff. There were winos, there was everything. It was such a different place than it is nowadays. I mean, now you see the hardcore guys out there, and that's about it. The hardcore guys, and, you know, they don't even have hookers in the Tenderloin anymore.
Well, I mean, it was always Skid Row, but there was no crack in the 70s, and I think that's really in the early 80s when the Tenderloin started to take on a different flavor.
We're talking with Cort Hassett, folks. We'll finish things up with him in a minute. Of course, he's the author of the soon-to-be-published Punch Drunk, and it, of course, is a pretty good fictional book. It's got some boxing in it, but it deals mainly with the world of Jim Jones and the Temple of Doom, I used to call it, of course. They called it the People's Temple. It was out there at Geary and Masonic, right next to the Fillmore Auditorium, and I had my run-ins with Jim Jones and his people a couple of times. Not run-ins, but we'll call it run-ins because, you know, we were rabble-rousers and we'd go out to his temple and he'd offer free food and things like that, lunch, and try to recruit people, much like at that Synanon guy that was doing the ex-con thing over on Petrol Hill. They would offer free meals, so me and my buddies would go over there and try to get a few sodas and a few free sandwiches and this and that, and they sort of got a little upset with us.
Oh, I can imagine you caused a little bit of problems when you were
16. Oh, I just don't think so. I'm not a troublemaker. I'm not a rabble rouser. Yes, I am. That's what I do for a living 24/7 at ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. Well, my brother, I wish you the very best.
Well, I appreciate you having us on, and let us back on when we get it published.
Good enough. Good. See you later, Charlie.
Bye.
All right. Charlie and Cort Hassett, folks. Hassett, the author of Punch Drunk, of course, the soon-to-be-published book here. From the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Let's take it to Ring Talk phone lines. Let's bring in big time Nick. Nick's a trainer in Northern California. What's on your mind, Nick? What's new?
Oh, hey, how you doing, Pedro? Thanks for having me on.
All right.
I guess I wanted to touch on the Olympic boxing here. First off, congratulations to the women. Out of the three boxers, two of them medaled. What a ratio. Outstanding on their part. On the men's side, from the outside looking in, it was a disaster for people. But from the inside out, it's even worse because this is the first year that we didn't really have an Olympic team. Every year there's two qualifying tournaments. Well, before that, they have the U.S. Nationals, mm-hmm. a year before the Olympics, during right. Olympic year and every other year. And you have a team that qualifies, and that's your team for the year. So before an Olympic year, what you do is these guys go to two AIBA qualifying tournaments. You know, they prepare for international competitions, tactics, and strategies. Well, that didn't happen this year because for the first year ever, the hierarchy at USA Boxing, against the wishes of most of the rank and file, had what was called a reload tournament. And what that was is outside of the three guys that qualified during the world tournament last year in Azerbaijan, there were six or seven spots that they'd opened up. So instead of preparing these guys year-round to have dual international meets and face guys from other countries in international competitions, we had U.S. boxers facing U.S. boxers to fight for six, seven more spots, literally a couple of months before the Olympics. So,
But Nick, the bottom line is USA Boxing, okay? This is an indictment of USA Boxing. In USA Boxing, we took them to court in the early 1990s, I don't know if you know that or not, but a guy named Leonard Albert took them to court for all their unfairness and they're putting guys that weighed 85 pounds in against guys that weighed 65 pounds, things like that in tournaments. And doing all kinds of chicanery here in Northern California. The then treasurer, Fran Jones, admitted to writing $104,000 in checks to cash, and yet she couldn't account for a single check. She couldn't say where that check for $45 went to. But she was paying for phone sex for her son. She was filling up her own gas tank. She was filling up the gas tank of other USA boxing officials as far as the hierarchy here in Northern California. So, you know, and then what they did was, after she did this in Superior Court, she was basically run out of town. They took her to Colorado Springs and put her at number three in the USA boxing thing. So USA Boxing lost $6 million under Dr. Robert Voy, I believe, that they don't know what they just couldn't account for. And between you and I think the amateur program is more rank and stanks more than the actual professional plan.
Yeah, and, you know, I agree, and I find out things like that through your great show. But, you know, these kids, these are kids. I mean, they train 4 years for this thing. They qualify, and the decisions being made up there aren't allowing these kids to put their best foot forward. And again, the results showed up, you know, and to make it worse, I mean, just 2 months before, they replaced the head coach. So you have coaches that aren't familiar with the boxers and vice versa, and new boxers coming in literally a couple months before the Olympics, no international experience, just a total debacle.
Not and one fighter. Nick, hold on 1 second.
Not one. Kids that qualified from right. the world championships last year. So three right. were on the team. But from the year before. After that, they opened it up to all the USA boxers in what was called a reload tournament, because their thinking was, well, we want to make sure we have the best boxers. Well, you've got to prepare these guys at the international level. You've got to, you know, you got to work with kids as flaws. You got to prepare them tactically and strategically, much more before you know, 2-3 months before the Olympics. That's just absurd. And again, the results showed up. I mean, kids were looking tired. They didn't have, you know, the expectations, as far as I'm concerned, were nil. I mean, kids weren't going to get it. You know, it showed up in their performance. They weren't aggressive. You know, outside of that, of course, there was judging controversy.
You know, and Nick, here's what's up, Nick. I'm running up on a hard break here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I appreciate your call. I appreciate the fact that you've got so much of your heart and soul as an amateur boxing. But you know what? I'm telling you, I think you're throwing your talents down the drain if you want to deal with the amateurs, because that's just what it is, an amateur program. Anyway, Nick, all the best to you, okay?
Thank you for having me, man.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is East Bay Soul. Greg Adams was on network TV the other night, I think filling in for Jimmy Fallon's trumpet player or something like that. But Greg, of course, Westmore High School, Daly City, class of 1969. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination. Plus, get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory eight count, and Foreman is as poised as can be.
Darkest of night, with the moon shining bright, there's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
From the most dominant voice in the sport of boxing 35, 40 years ago to the most dominant voice in the sport of boxing today. From Howard Cosell to another Hall of Famer and Larry Merchant. Larry, very good morning to you, sir.
Thank you, Pedro.
How's life treating you?
Well, it's another perfect day in paradise down here in Southern California.
Well, I wouldn't go so far as paradise, but yeah, I think it is nice. Now listen, HBO has been sort of quiet for the month of August because they moved the fight to September 1st. But tell me about the September 1st card. I can't even pronounce a guy's name. Can you?
Remind me. It's a Boxing After Dark. I think he's the Russian middleweight.
Golovkin.
Golovkin. Very highly regarded and a very good puncher.
Okay.
And, you know, it's basically a preliminary show to the pay-per-view middleweight championship fight 2 weeks later between Chavez and Martinez.
Okay, Gennady Golovkin is his name. He is 23-0. Is he Russian?
I think he's Russian or Ukrainian. I'm not sure, but he's an Eastern European who has attracted a lot of attention because of his power.
Okay, now that sets up the September 8th date in Oakland, California, right across the bay here from San Francisco. I'm talking about the Oracle Arena, September 8th. Chad Dawson coming into town from Connecticut to take on our hometown hero. I'm talking about the 2004 Olympic gold medalist, Andre Ward, of course, the unbeaten super middleweight champion of the world. Larry, is this Andre's first appearance on HBO?
No, it isn't. He actually appeared in at least one prelim a few years ago before he went into the super middleweight tournament on Showtime.
Why is it, if the super middleweight tournament was, it had its flaws because I think it went on too long and guys got hurt and guys dropped out of this net, but why hasn't HBO went into a tournament since the days, I think the last tournament you guys did was for the heavyweight championship, right?
Yeah, and tournaments have seldom worked as well as that one did, however extended it became. Usually what does happen is that somebody who is successful and becomes an attraction decides that it's in his best interest to get out of the tournament That happened with a heavyweight tournament, little heavyweight tournament we once tried, in which Michael Spinks was involved, and then he won a first fight and pulled out to set up a bigger money fight with Tyson. But in this case, Showtime did a very good job of tying up these fighters, and it was in their self-interest to stay in the tournament because it was not a single elimination. You had to lose twice, and because there were guarantees about television money. So I think it was well done, and it was in a division that was mostly under the radar. So that none of these fighters, except one at the time, Kessler of Denmark, was a big attraction. So it was all, so for all of them, they were going to get more money than they usually did. And it worked out over time, and Andre Ward came out with a much more respect in the boxing world than he had before. He's now regarded as only behind Mayweather as among American fighters. But he hasn't really busted through the ceiling to the general public. And, you know, perhaps the next phase of his career, he can do that.
You know, Ray Leonard once told me one time we were together working out down there in EU, I think West Palm Beach, Florida. Yeah, it had to be West Palm Beach. And he told me the difference between a good fighter and a great fighter is that a great fighter or a fighter attempting to attain greatness will gamble. Do you think that's true, Larry?
Risks. They're willing. You know, look, it's a risk-reward sport, both in terms of how you make the matches and in how you fight. And most of the time, the fighters who are willing to take some risks, maybe the risks are calculated, maybe the risks, it depends on one's natural style and body type and temperament, of those who are willing to take the risks. But I think there comes a time when you have to take the risks. You know, one of the knocks, for example, against Dawson, as good a boxer as he is that he's been content to merely outbox his opponents. Hey, he's made some money on that, but he also has never broken through. And I think he understands that. I think that he tried to be more aggressive, tried to take advantage of the openings he may have created himself against Hopkins, to beat Hopkins. And he's going to have to do some of that here, fighting against a very good fighter on his home turf.
We're talking about the September 8th HBO broadcast. Of course, that is 1 week before the middleweight championship goes down in Las Vegas between Sergio Martinez, the defending champion, and the paper champion, or the toilet tissue champion in the mind of some people. I'm talking about Julio Cesar Chavez. Of course, Andre Ward, unbeaten, taking on Chad Dawson, the once-beaten light heavyweight title holder, dropping down to 168 pounds for the special September 8th bout on HBO Championship Boxing. Now, let's talk about the 15th real quick. I think we've got about a minute and a half, and then we'll go to a break. But the 15th, it looks good. I mean, everybody's wanted to see this fight for a long time. It's finally festered to the point where it's going to happen. It's a blister ready to pop, Sergio Martinez and Julio Cesar Chavez.
You know, I think that Chavez, who fights for Tom Frank, was moved very well in terms of his career. I think they allowed this fight to cook until it was ready. And with his recent victories, particularly the one against Andy Lee, Chavez built himself up to the point where now a lot of observers are giving him a serious chance, where Martinez is favored, but not by an outrageous amount. And so it's a fight that everybody, you know, wants to see what Chavez really has, if he really belongs at the elite level. And, you know, suddenly you and I are looking forward to it.
We're talking about the September 15th bout. That'll be on pay-per-view, right, Larry?
Correct.
Okay. So Sergio Martinez, of course, the once-beaten middleweight champion of the world, hasn't lost a fight in about 10 or 12 years now. And, of course, he's taken on a very bad dude. I know I put him down on this show, and I said he's been, you know, anointed champion, a paper champion. He's been, everything's been spoon-fed to him. But the bottom line is he has developed in the last couple of years into a pretty good fighter. I'm talking about Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. Be it bloodline or not, he has developed into a pretty good fighter. My only question is, will this be a fair fight regarding the weight? Will he weigh in 180 pounds?
Well, if he gets on the scale on Friday afternoon and makes 160, that's all he's required to do under the rules. Okay. Whether the rules should be changed or not is another issue. But, yeah, he's a big, young dude. And that's part of the storyline and the matchup.
All right. Larry, freeze that thought right there. We're going to talk steroids and Major League Baseball with the godfather of the HBO crew, an award-winning writer, a Hall of Famer, no question about that. The most prolific voice in boxing right now in the 21st century. I'm talking about the godfather, Larry Merchant of HBO. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
At some auto shops, it can feel like you're dealing with a bunch of who are just out to get you. But not every auto shop sees its customers like right now at Sears Auto Center, save on a brake service, which includes replacement of pads or shoes plus reconditioning of rotors. And help your vehicle recover from the harsh heat of summer with $10 off an AC recharger coolant exchange. This is service you can trust. This is Sears Auto Center. For these coupons and more, stop by or visit SearsAuto.com. Valid for most vehicles. Offers end 8/25. Shop fees and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, Tom Baudet. You know, after 50 years, Motel 6 is still saving people more for what they travel for. And we're still leaving the light on for you. We haven't changed a bit. Well, except for all that hot internet technology stuff, like online booking, our mobile website, smartphone apps, that Facebook page, tweets. All right, so maybe a few things have changed. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6. 50 years and the light's still on.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Can I give you some advice?
I'd appreciate that.
You're going to find a trainer either in this gym or somewhere else that's going to want to train a girl. It's the latest freak show out there. But the only trouble is they're going to be wasting your time because you're too old.
I don't feel that old.
Well, neither do I, but you don't see me fighting 21-year-olds, do you? It takes about 4 years to train a fighter. How old are you?
31 until my next birthday.
Well, there you go, 31. You wouldn't start training to be a ballerina at 31 now, would you?
Ara, I've been working it for 3 years.
And you can't hit a speed bag? What kind of training is that?
Never had any, boss.
Hilary Swank, of course, my man Clint Eastwood, the Million Dollar Baby, Oscar-winning movie. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live, ROI. That's Tower of Power. Bring us back from the break there. Coming back to the City by the Bay, October 6th. That's why Tower of Power looks like they'll be doing the Fillmore Auditorium, the famous Fillmore West. No, not really. The Fillmore West was on Market Street, but this is the Fillmore Auditorium. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. And Mitch Martial Arts coming to you live from the studios of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. On the line from Southern California, he calls it paradise. I call it Smogville. Larry, is it still smoggy in L.A.?
No, they've done a pretty good job of minimizing the smog, which was a problem. And one of the reasons that, in fact, that we wound up moving from the Hollywood Hills to Santa Monica. But the government has done a very good job of mostly eliminating smog. You seldom read about it down here anymore.
Because okay, I remember back in the 70s, I used to go down there and you could see brownouts in the sky and things like that. So
yep, when you flew over town, it was a brown cloud over the city often.
Okay, now the MVP of the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, Melky Cabrera, not Milky, Melky Cabrera out of the Dominican Republic, was suspended this week for 50 games for testing positive for steroids. Here's a classic case of an underachiever in my mind for most of his career, being in the last year of his contract with the Giants or a one-year contract with the Giants in which he was going to become a free agent. And whenever this baseball season does end this year, God knows it might end in November, but whenever it does end, he's going to become a free agent. He would have been, with the numbers he's putting up, I think he was batting .346 or something like that, and he was second in the league. I think he was going to get himself offered like a $100 million contract. Now he's tested positive for steroids. The Giants are, although they won last night, the Giants are without their so-called best hitter. Larry, I didn't think that performance-enhancing drugs really were that performance-enhancing, but here's a case where they really were.
Well, they've worked very well for some guys, and I would dispute the suggestions that he was in line for a huge contract if he didn't get caught. I mean, look, if he didn't use this stuff, he would have been Melky Cabrera, a .275 hitter. I don't know what that's worth in the marketplace today. But by using steroids, apparently he was able to put on enough muscle and to make himself a really serious left fielder in the image of another steroidal left fielder for the Giants.
You mean Barry Bonds?
I don't have to mention.
I just did.
And shame on him, and good for baseball that he got nailed.
Okay.
And, you know, I've always maintained that at the same time as, you know, I think that any human being has any right to put into his body anything he wants, when you're in a competitive sport with rules and it gives you an advantage over players who don't want to use it for whatever their reasons are, then you are taking a risk for a reward, and sometimes the risk isn't worth it. And this is one of those times.
Okay.
And maybe it will discourage others or make them more careful we'll find out. But the same thing goes in boxing with what happened to recently to Tarver and to Berto and to Peterson. We haven't seen them lately, and they're being punished in one way or another. I don't know if the networks want to put them on anymore. I don't know if they're going to get sanctioned by local commissions anymore. They took a risk because they thought the reward was so great. Now we'll find out whether the risk was worth it.
You know, of all those guys, you and I were talking this week, but of all those guys that seem to really improve their game because of steroids or testosterone, which is like the you know, the heart of all steroids and performance-enhancing drugs, was Lamont Peterson. I mean, he sort of came from like a C-plus fighter or B-minus fighter and started looking like an A fighter in that one fight with Amir Khan.
Yeah, he suddenly became a monster. And when I did that fight, I remember remarking how admirable it was that he had gone from being basically a pretty well-schooled boxer into an aggressive pressure fighter that made a real fight out of it with Amir Khan. And then we find out that that before that fight, he had taken some steroids. In the case of Tarver, it makes my head wonder and spin that he would jeopardize what appeared to be a pretty good career as a boxing commentator.
Yep.
To win a fight. You know, sometimes it's not to get stronger that these performance enhancers are taken, but to extend careers, and he's in his 40s. Hmm. And as for Berto, I don't know what happened there.
You know, Lara, I tend to think that was a bit of an accident and that there was a tainted substance somewhere, because to put nandrolene in your system, which is going to stay there for a year and a half to 2 years and be detected for a year and a half to 2 years, is like committing steroid suicide. And I just can't see that Berto or his people, and especially seeing he's tied up with Victor Conti, I couldn't see Conti giving him these suicidal steroids. So I just
He may not have given it to him, but, you know, Berto's father, I believe, was an MMA guy and runs a gym for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard tell that more than one or two or a few MMAers are routinely used performance enhancers.
No.
I don't know the direct reason he did it. He was very successful and until the Ortiz fight. I don't know if that triggered something. They've all been singled out, and we'll see how the system, both from the local commissions to the television networks, are going to treat them in the future.
Larry Merch is our guest here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Coming up in about 20 minutes will be the rowdy one, Rowdy Ronda Rousey, the queen of MMA. Larry talking about MMA. Is HBO ever going to embrace MMA like Showtime has?
I know that we didn't embrace it before, one reason being that the MMA people wanted to control the telecasts.
Okay.
They're not interested in journalism or truth-telling among announcers. They want cheerleaders. At least that's the impression that I had. And that broke down the negotiations.
Okay.
They want to bring their own announcers. So I don't know whether that will change in the future. You know, they put on a good show that a lot of people like. And if they grow, then maybe, you know, wrestling, which is a choreographed, scripted sport or entertainment, survives in some places. I'm sure MMA will survive. I have no idea whether it's a direction HBO will go into in the foreseeable future.
Okay, Larry Merch is our guest. We brought up Amir Khan, and you know he had that early career knockout loss to Bredis Prescott. that he never avenged. Then he was knocked silly a couple of months ago with a good left hook by the young man from Southern California. His name escapes me right now, the WBC 140-pound title holder. Is Amir Khan through?
Well, I don't know. That depends on – he's still young enough. Remember, he won an Olympic silver medal when he was 17, so he's about 25, to restore himself. He still has something of a following in Britain, and if he goes home and fights two or three or four times and looks good and learns a lesson from that fight against Garcia – who, incidentally, is a Philadelphia guy.
Danny Garcia, right. That's you're right, out of Philly. Well, I guess I tie him in with the Garcia brothers out of Oxnard. I'm sorry.
Yeah, if he learns to fight, and he should have learned already to fight within himself instead of trying to look spectacular every time out, he has enough athletic ability. He's recently married. Look, we'll find out. Other fighters have come back. You know, he lost. He didn't lose to two bums, but he lost to two guys that, if he's an elite fighter, he's supposed to beat. So I don't know if he's ever going to achieve that. But he could still make a pretty good living over there in Britain if he really, really wants to do it.
The godfather of the HBO crew, of course, HBO coming back September 1st with a Boxing After Dark card to build up the September 8th card. Of course, that is in Oakland, California. Andre Ward, the unbeaten super middleweight champion, taking on the light heavyweight title holder Chad Dawson, the once-beaten guy from Connecticut. And, of course, the following week, of course, the middleweight championship on the line, September 15th, HBO pay-per-view. Sergio Martinez defending that world linear title against Julio Cesar Chavez. Figures to be a big month of boxing in the world of HBO, and that's all good for us boxing fans. No question about that. Godfather, I thank you so much for your time today. Say hello to your lovely wife for me.
Thank you, Pedro.
The godfather of the HBO crew, folks, the great Larry Merchant, a Hall of Famer. That's right, a Hall of Famer on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, 27. Make it 28 years next month. Man, 28 years. Who would have thought it? Starting off doing a little radio in Florida and then Las Vegas and then going syndicated coast to coast. And oh, man, we've been through all kinds of ups and downs. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month. And this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Stay tuned for a million-dollar dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to a million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1 and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859, 1-800-852-1859.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, it's no use glaring at me. You know he's shot.
That ain't true. Just needs a little work, that's all.
Ah, the soundtrack of the TV series back in the day, 1960s, mid-1960s, the time tunnel. Sometimes I wish I can go back in time and straighten out some of the things that went wrong in this world in which we live in. Want to say hello to our folks in Utica, New York. Want to say hello to everybody listening on the Ohio Sports Network. Want to say hello to people in Vegas. Of course, this is on K-Shop, KSHB, 1400 AM. Want to mention Sacramento, California. Hello, Sacramento. Long time ago, it was not too long ago. I guess 20 years ago, it was the boxing hotspot of the world with Tony the Tiger Lopez up there and Loretto Garza and Pete Ranzani and guys like that. And now, boxing, when it comes to Sacramento, of course, that may have something to do with the fact that Don Chaga is no longer really promoting up there. The Hall of Famer now living in Cambria, California, hasn't been quite the same since his wife passed some 2 years ago. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. And don't forget, you can always catch this show live as Saturday mornings, 11 a.m. Pacific time, and then Sunday mornings, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Then you can catch it on delayed broadcast at ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. Of course, we're on iTunes. We've got all kinds of crazy stuff going on. But the bottom line is, if you go to the website, you can always listen to the latest edition of the show on the website, ringtalk.com, RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. Want to thank my guest today. Man, it was good to have Court and Charlie Haslett in the house. Of course, Court Haslett and I go back a couple of years. He used to have a couple of beers together. And he's written this book called Punch Drunk, which touches on some San Francisco boxing back in 1978. Has a fictional fighter from 1978 in there from Newman's Gym. Of course, the now defunct Newman's Gym here in San Francisco. And he touches on the People's Temple. And, of course, Jim Jones, who led 600 people to slaughter down there in Guyana when they all drank that magic Kool-Aid back there in 1978. So I want to thank Court Haslett for coming by the studios. Want to thank the godfather of the HBO crew. That's right, the great Larry Merchant, talking about this great, of course, upcoming schedule. Boxing After Dark goes September 1st, September 8th, HBO Championship Boxing, of course, the world super middleweight champion. When Larry says that Andre Ward's second to Mayweather in the United States as far as boxers are concerned, I think that's quite an accomplishment for the kid from Oakland, California. That's right, the kid that used to push around cars around a Hayward shopping mall, which cars around a supermarket lot in order to get strong. That's how primitive and how poor they were that, you know, him and Virgil Hunter got together and put together ideas in order to increase his strength. He was pushing cars around supermarket parking lots back in the day. Now he doesn't have to do that. He's an Olympic gold medalist, of course, a multi-time, the undisputed world super middleweight champion. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget the website, Ring Talk, RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. This is the Mighty Tower of Power back in the days. And my good friend, the great Lenny Williams. Until next time, much peace, much respect, and don't forget,